Now, let me say this to you. If you don't love real estate or if you don't love multifamily yet, associate pleasure with it. I tell my students, equate it to hunting for buried treasure because that's really what you're doing. If you can't learn to love it, go do something else. Life is too short.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. And today, I have one of my role models, Rod Khalif, on the show. I met him in 2019 at a mastermind when I was flipping houses. And I'm like, hey, this guy's on my Facebook feed all the time. And you're handing out books. And I took one of your books, which was great. And that's the day that I decided to stop flipping and I started buying apartments. So that was that same weekend that I met you back in 2019.
Wow, that's cool, buddy. Thank you for that gift. That's awesome. And,
but I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Sure. So my name is Rod Khalif. I host a podcast as well. I'm blessed to say it's the largest commercial real estate podcast in the world. Now we're at 14 million downloads, which is just incredible to me. You want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans, right? Never planned to do. I didn't even want a podcast at first. I was like, okay. But let me tell a little bit about my story, Javier, because I think it'll add some framework to some things we could drill down on if you like. So I'm an immigrant. I was born in the Netherlands in Holland, wooden shoes and windmills. Immigrated when I was 6 years old with my brother Albert, my mother Svancha. We ended up in Denver, Colorado, and we really struggled initially. I remember eating expired food. We shopped at an expired food store. True story. They had them back then. Powdered milk in our cereal in the morning, which was cheaper than real milk. Trust me, it sounds better than it is. And, you know, I wore clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school until I finally got disgusted and lied about my age at Burger King when I was 15 so I could get a job there and so I could buy my own clothes. And I'm sure you've got listeners that had it harder than I did, or maybe even have it harder now, but I knew I wanted more. And luckily, my mom had an incredible work ethic. So she babysat kids so we'd have enough money to eat. And with her babysitting money, she was an entrepreneur. She invested in the stock market successfully, and she also invested in real estate. Now, her first real estate acquisition was a house directly across the street from us. She bought when I was about 14 for 30 grand. When I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? You just made 20 grand. You didn't do anything. This is when 20 grand was a lot of money, by the way. This is 1978. And I'm like, holy crap, I'm getting into real estate. So I got into real estate. My first year in real estate, I made about $8,000. I still lived at home. My second year, maybe $10,000. But my third year, I made over 100 grand, which back in 1980 was pretty decent change. So what happened between year two and year three that caused me to 10X my income? Well, what happened was I worked for a guy and I was dating his daughter, and he taught me about the importance of mindset and psychology, how 80 to 90% of your success in anything is just that, your mindset and psychology. Only 10 to 20% is the stuff we talk about on our podcast here, Javier, as you know. You got to actually take action with it. You got to push through fear. You got to push through limiting beliefs, or maybe you're comfortable and you know, we all know the comfort zone's a nice warm place and nothing freaking grows there, right? So you've got to have that mindset and that motivation to push through. And you know, fast forward to today, I've owned 2,000 houses that I've rented long-term. I own thousands of apartment units now. You know, in 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. And you might say, wow. And I said, wow. And I got a head so freaking big, I could barely fit it through a door. I thought I was a real estate god. And you know, when that happens, God or the universe will give you a nice little smack. Well, that was 2008. I lost $50 million in 2008 conservatively. And so, you know, what I'm known for talking about is really the mindset and the psychology it took to have that much to lose in the first place. But then, as importantly, maybe even more importantly, the mindset it took to recover from losing that to the success that I'm blessed to have today. And so, yeah, we can take this anywhere you want to take it today, my friend.
Oh, that is awesome. So you're one of the first, rare people that I've interviewed on the podcast that has been to the 2008, right? So Let's talk about that, because that's kind of in the forefront right now. Everybody's talking about, you know, higher interest rates, economy slowing down, you know, we're in a recession, right? So, you know, I thought we were going to hit that in 2020 with COVID, right? And just
so did I.
And it just, like, we had the highest growth in real estate probably ever in the previous year, in the next year, which is insane. But I say the whole world stopped, you know, for a year. How does that not affect us, right?
And well, here's the thing, buddy.
It's like a dead cat mouse, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, they printed trillions and trillions of freaking dollars, okay? And they just printed another, the student loan thing. We won't go down that political rabbit hole, but good God, what are they thinking? They're thinking that, they're saying that could be another trillion in impact that they have to print for that $300 billion in student loan relief. So it's like they keep printing money. It's exasperating the problem. I heard they even had to print money this month to pay the debt, the foreign debt on the money that the country owes. And so, you know, I don't believe that these interest rate increases are going to impact inflation. I think inflation is going to continue for a while, and it's getting really painful for people. And the price of food, the price of gas is just insane. Even rents. I mean, rents have gone through the roof. I mean, averaging some 20% in a lot of the markets, rent increase in 1 year. It's like insane. And so, you know, I think we're headed for some pain in this country, brother. I mean, I said it a year ago. It's felt like it was frothing. I think there's going to be, but let me reframe that. Okay. I think there's going to be incredible opportunity coming. Okay. Sure. So, you know, Warren Buffett's famous quote, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. Well, there's been a lot of greed the last couple of years. I tell you, in the multifamily space, especially, you know, we've been in best and final, which is like the process when you're, you know, when you're bidding on a deal towards the end to get a contract accepted. And we've been scratching our heads when we see what some of these properties sell for, trade for, it's said, you know, it's called. And you know, we know that some of these deals are going to be in trouble. The other thing that's happened, again, specifically in the multifamily space, is that bridge debt became the belle of the ball because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lowered their loan to value. And they lowered their loan to value for a reason, because they know what's coming. And so you could get bridge debt at the higher loan to value. But here's the problem with that. Bridge debt is like the single family equivalent of hard money loans in single family. Okay. That's what bridge debt is in the commercial world. And bridge debt was put in place to bridge the gap from a non-performing asset. You fix it up, you get it performing, and then you get long-term fixed rate conforming debt on it. Well, that's not why people used it the last year or two. They used it to get the higher loan to value. And here's the problem. Bridge debt has a short-term fuse. It's typically 3 years. Sometimes it's three with 2 1-year extensions, but you're never going to get more than 5 years. And the interest rate's adjustable. Now, even if some of these guys bought rate caps, which they insisted on over the last 6 months, that's like a 2% gap that they buy a rate cap to keep the rate from going up more than 2%. Well, 2% on a multi-million dollar deal in a debt increase in the interest rate is a big deal. So we're already seeing some of the pain coming to light. We're seeing deals come back on the market that we looked at a year ago that somebody bought, and they're back on the market because they're freaking out a little bit. And so, you know, again, with crisis comes opportunity. And so I think after the midterms, you're really going to see a lot of fear in the news. You're going to see a lot of fear come out. I think they're holding on to it now because of the elections there's a lot of political pressure on the news media right now. But I saw an article in Fox like a week ago that said they surveyed a bunch of national companies and half of them were laying people off in the very near future, like 30 to 60 days. So, you know, I know a lot of people are saying it's going to be a blip, because jobs, you know, the job market is still super strong. But if these layoffs come through and they continue and inflation continues, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, love him or hate him, Trump said we're heading into a depression, not a recession. Even Elon Musk and Warren Buffett have said it's going to be ugly. Of course, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, has been saying it for years, that it's going to be really ugly this time. So, you know, who knows? But again, not a time to be afraid, a time to get excited. And we could talk about some of the strategies you can do to capitalize on what's coming. I'll say the first one is conserve cash. Conserve all the cash you can. I told my wife, we're not doing any shoes or purses right now, nothing. We're just going to, and she's cool with it, of course, but we're being really careful with our cash. But the second thing is you got to pick your vehicle. If it's going to be single family homes, great, learn it right now. If it's going to be multifamily, learn it right now. Because if you're trying to learn it, you know, maybe it's going to be buying businesses. Learn it right now, because if you're in the thick of it, it's going to be too late. You know, and I can tell you, some people are saying it could be the greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetimes if you're ready. So you got to get up to speed. If it's multifamily, learn the business. I'll mention, I've got a boot camp coming. We can talk about that later, but I've got a hell of a deal if your peeps want to learn that business, you know, this multifamily business. But
yeah, go ahead and tell us about the boot camp.
All right. So I know you've been to my boot camp, so you maybe can say something nice about them, but this one is a virtual one. So it'll be, you know, do it in your underwear. Just, it's on a laptop. It's on a weekend. It's October 15th and 16th. So it's coming right up. You can come for $97 and I don't sell anything there. I wouldn't take your money if you gave it to me. So nothing's for sale. It's 16 to 18 hours of training about every aspect of this business for $97. Now, the price will go up. So I don't know when this will air, but if the price has gone up, just DM me on any social channel and I'll get you the $97 price. Okay. But, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer if you want to learn this business. We go through every aspect of the business, picking a market, evaluating the market, finding deals, evaluating those deals, doing the due diligence on those deals, financing them, raising all the money you need for them, managing them, asset managing them. And of course, if you know me, I spend time on mindset, okay? Because you have to take action with what you learn. And there's a reason my students are somewhere in the 80 to 90,000 units owned range. And I've only been teaching not even 5 years yet. I'm super proud of that. So because they take action and because I spend, we spend time on that so that people push through that fear and those limiting beliefs. What I mean by limiting beliefs, you know, when I immigrated to this country, I got thrown into school. I didn't speak English and I found out what bullies were for the first time. And I got my butt kicked on occasion. And then my mom thought it'd be a great idea, proud Dutch woman that she is, to send me to school in wooden shoes and those leather shorts the Germans wear for Oktoberfest. So I got my ass kicked again. And then, you know, the bullies would chase me home and she'd chase them off with a fly swatter. So the next day, another butt kicking. And, you know, and I came up with this belief system that I wasn't good enough. In fact, I used to ask myself, how can I show them I'm good enough? And so a lot of people have these limiting beliefs. I'm not good enough, smart enough, analytical enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money, whatever. And there's a reason the acronym for belief systems is BS, because 99% of them are. So if you're interested in the bootcamp, text my name, Rod, to 72345. Again, Rod to 72345. Or you can go to multifamilybootcamp.com. But I don't care if you learn from me, but if you're interested in this business, don't freaking wait. Learn it right now. Because I'm telling you, everything's going on sale, everything. And Now I will say this as well. It's going to be really important for you to manage your mindset in what's coming, because the news will make you think the freaking world is ending. Okay. Like in 2009, the articles were like, real estate's going to be terrible for 10 years and blah, blah, blah. And it was just crap. So if you're listening or watching Javier and I right now, you're a leader. No question, you're a leader. And the world needs leaders now more than ever. So you really got to, as a leader, you got to pay attention to what you allow into your brain. You know, don't get me started on the fake news and the crap they're putting on the media. Just don't get sucked into that, because whatever you focus on gets larger, both positive and negative. So you got to bring in the good stuff. You know, in my podcast, I do a clip every week called Own Your Power, and it's motivational. It's about 3 to 5 minutes. You give me 3 to 5 minutes a week, I will juice you for the week. So there's hundreds of them there. I'm really proud of them. And I'm pretty sure it's the reason that the podcast has done so well. But regardless, I don't care if it's me or not. Go on YouTube, watch motivational clips. Just, you know, stand guard at the door to your mind. Bring in the good stuff, not the negative stuff, so that you get through this and you're focused on what you want. Like if you come to my boot camp, I'll tell you the first hour and a half is goal setting on steroids, because how do you get anything if you don't know what it is, right? You've got to know what it is you want. You've got to know why you want it. So that's
if you don't see yourself there, you're not going to get there, right? If you don't
right.
see yourself owning 100 units, you're never going to own 100 units.
You gotta
make sure you see yourself there. So
that's
you were very grateful, generous to, when I met you in September 2019 at a mastermind, you say, hey, I have a boot camp coming up in January in LA in 2020. And you invited me to that boot camp and I was there. I think that was the last boot camp live that you did before
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was there. It was packed. Nice. I met so many people. You're up there. It was all mindset. And I was just getting started, right? So that definitely helped me out. But not just that, right? Even if it's a virtual or a live, you get to meet people, you get to connect.
Oh, yeah. No, we put a mechanism.
I met back in
January. Yeah, we put a mechanism in place for people to meet even virtually. So you will meet, because this business is a team sport. You need to connect with other people.
Yeah. So that's what I loved about your event. It was just people can network, connections, because that's how you first change your mind, right? Then you got to make those connections, right? You know, you got to network and then you got to take your action, like you were saying, right? You first change your mind, though. 80% is up here.
Yeah.
Once you get that done, then the rest is just, it's like any other business, right? If you want to own taco trucks, go hang out with people that buy trucks and learn, and you'll own some trucks in six months. As long as you mentalize yourself, I'm going to own taco trucks.
Really, you just make a decision. And the Latin root for the word decision means to cut off. So you're not putting one toe in the water. You're not putting one foot in the water. It's freaking done. You know, if you're going to attack the island in battle, you burn your ships. So you're taking their ships home. I mean, it is just done. That's a decision. And then you've got to take that first step. And, you know, if you're analytical, I know you're used to checking off every single box before you make a move. But let me give you an analogy, okay? because you'll never take action if you do that. Okay. That's analysis by paralysis. Let me give you an analogy. You can drive all the way across the United States at night with your car only seeing 50 feet in front of you, and you know you'll make it. You know other people have made it before you. You may have some obstacles, sure, but you know you'll make it. And it's just like that with this business or any business for that matter, but you got to take that first step, okay? And so I would say that. And then I would also say, you know, have positive expectation, because whatever you expect is what's going to happen. And if you've done your goals, by the way, if you can't make my bootcamp, that's fine. If you're not interested in multifamily, that's fine. But I would encourage you to do my goal setting session. And if you go to rodslinks.com, rods plural, links plural.com, it's my link tree. But at the bottom is my goal setting workshop. I did it on New Year's Day this year. I do it every year on the first. And it's very, very powerful. There's a guide you can download. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. Just do it with your spouse. If you've got kids over 10 years old, do it. People spend more time planning a freaking birthday party than they do designing their lives. This is designing your life. So go there and do those goals so that you take action on your dreams, whatever those are. And do it with your spouse. I mean, do it separately, but then compare notes and see how aligned you are. Are you headed the same direction? You think that's important? Your kids, to think about what they want out of life at the early ages is so freaking powerful. You know, we were just talking, Javier, about our friend Tim brought his son to my boot camp, and he did his goals, and he did a lot of other exercises that I do there. And I mean, that stuff is life-changing.
Yeah, and so you'll love my goal setting for this year. Somebody asked me, what are your goals for this year? And I only had two. Very simple, right? It's crazy as it sounds, but I did have my two goals. Number one was take 90 days vacation, true vacation with my family, right? That was number one. And number two was answer my wife's phone calls, because she calls me and I don't answer her phone and gets her really upset. I'll be married 25 years in a few months, and I still want to stay married another 25 years. So I said, those two things, vacation for 90 days, answer my wife's phone calls, and the rest will take care of yourself. You know what? And it has.
I love that for a whole lot of reasons, because those goals are going to create action in all the other areas of your life for you to manifest those things. You get organized so that you can take your wife's call any freaking time, day or night. You push yourself to make enough money where the 90 days is no big deal. So I love those kinds of goals, buddy. That is awesome.
Yeah. And we're at 75 days already. And it's only August. So we've already
hit. Oh, that's freaking beautiful, man. Listen, you just inspired me, honestly, because I'm going on 18-day vacation next week. I'm going to Scandinavia and Ireland. I can't wait. But let me say one other thing, especially as it relates, well, really any business, but definitely multifamily. You got to play to your strengths, okay? Don't try to build your weaknesses, because, you know, in the multifamily business, there's lots of hats you can wear. You can be the one that finds the deals. You can be the one, if you're analytical, that underwrites the deals. You can be the person that's process driven, that does the asset management. You know, there's lots of hats you can wear, but you want to play to your strengths. Because if you're playing to your strengths, first of all, you're going to love what you're doing, right? You're going to every day, you know, work will be play. You never work another day in your life because you love it. If you're strong at it, you love it. Okay. Now, also, if you are playing to your strengths, you're going to be passionate because, again, you're doing what you love. And because this business is a team sport, you have to influence people. And if you're passionate, you're going to influence people. People want to be around people that love what they do and operate from their passion. So super important that you play to your strengths. Now, let me say this to you. If you don't love real estate yet, or if you don't love multifamily yet, associate pleasure with it. I tell my students, equate it to hunting for buried treasure, because that's really what you're doing. Associate pleasure, because you can learn to love anything if you associate pleasure with it. But if you can't learn to love it, for God's sakes, go do something else. Life is too freaking short. You agree with me, Javier?
I definitely agree with you 100%. So I know you mentioned at the beginning saying, hey, the market's changing, higher interest rates, you know, properties are coming back on the market. Maybe they're staying longer in the market or
big time, big time. It's already started. Yeah.
Or they go under contract, they come back out of contract a little more often. So what are you saying? What do you see or what's your take as far as multifamily? Like, what would be the strategy with multifamily, like in a down market, right? Like, how is that going to hedge inflation? How do you make a good buy?
It's always a hedge against inflation. Okay. Yeah. Multifamily is incredibly resilient. Okay. And like we all thought COVID was going to be the big hit. And I'm going to tell you, retail shopping centers didn't get help from the government. Office didn't get help. Self-storage didn't get help. Industrial didn't get help. We got hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent relief checks for our C-class assets. So there you go. But I'm going to tell you that that there's going to be incredible opportunity. Be greedy when others are fearful. When after the midterms, you're going to see the fear. I promise you, you're going to see it in the news. You can mark my words on it. And people will be scared. And that's when, I hate the analogy, but when the blood's running in the streets, that's when you buy. And so the beautiful thing about multifamily real estate is it does take money to buy, but it doesn't have to be your own money. So, you know, you want to conserve your own cash, but you also, you know, want to be communicating with your investors, reassuring them, letting them know, you know, that, hey, when it gets really ugly, there's going to be some great deals and we want to capitalize on those. So you want to have that conversation, you know, with people as you're building your network. And that's why you need to learn this right now, because you got to build those relationships right now. I'll say one other thing. Your peer group is super important. When I was losing everything in 2008 and 2009, I was in Tony Robbins, you know, mastermind, his platinum partnership. You and I met in a mastermind. I'm a big proponent for masterminds, but I was in Tony Robbins' platinum partnership. And, you know, I was around people that were killing it through the crash. They were thriving. And they're like, 50 million, get up your puss, go make it happen. You know, that's who you need to be around in what's coming, guys. So get around people that want more out of life. Unfortunately, most people default to peers that they went to school with or that they work with. And sometimes those peers aren't the best influence. They may have their own fear and limiting beliefs. They may be afraid of you embarrassing them if you succeed. They may be afraid of losing you. They may be afraid of being humiliated if you succeed. And And sometimes it's family. So I'll tell you, love your family, but choose your peers proactively. Get around people that think what you think is hard is easy. You know, I was talking about my coaching students or my warriors. There's, like I say, upwards of 90,000 units they own. Most of them were done between warriors because this business is a team sport. So be careful who you hang out with. You show me your two best friends, I'll show you who you are, both your happiness level, your relationships, your health, and your finances. So, you know, just be proactive about who you hang with.
Yeah, Rod, I love your energy. I love your willingness to share. When you get on stage, you know, you just leave it all out and you inspire. But not just inspire, but you help people make connections, right? You have your own students. They're buying properties. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you're, I know you've been involved in some of these transactions, but a lot of the times you don't even know what's going on, right? These guys are buying 500 units, 1,000 units. And
that's why I say 90,000 that we know of. I know it's a lot more than that because, you know, I just interviewed somebody for my show yesterday, one of my warriors, and he's at 1,000 doors. I'm like, I didn't even know you had any yet. And he was at 1,000 doors, plus he had 100,000 square feet in self-storage space. I'm like, holy crap, dude. So, you know, there's a lot happening I'm not aware of. But yes, I've bought thousands of units with my warriors, my coaching students the last few years as well. But it's incredible. Let me show you something. These are some of the hundreds of thank you cards on the wall behind me. You can't even see them all. The green screen covers up the whole wall here. But it's my greatest gift. I'm sure you get love like that too from your listeners and followers. And man, I get it every single freaking day. Every day I'll get DMs, I get cards, gifts, emails. Please know it's not ego. That's not why I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing this up because I freaking love it. And that's why my wife puts up with me working on Sundays and whatever else to, you know, go do this because it's just extraordinary, this movement that we've created on our end anyway. That's and I'm awesome. Sure you as well, you know, but...
Right. I appreciate your energy. Tell me again what that boot camp is and tell me those links. They'll also be on the show notes.
Yeah, sure. So if you can do the boot camp, text my name, Rod, to 72345, and then we'll send you this website, which is multifamilybootcamp.com. And again, if the price has gone up, because I think it's about to go up, just DM me on any social channel. I watch every single one. If you've got a question, I answer every single question. Just DM me and I'll get you the code to come for $97. And then again, if you can't make it, that's October 15th, 16th, it's a weekend. I get it's a big commitment. It's not about the money, obviously. I don't really make any money at all on it. I've just found that whatever I get back 100-fold. So I give. But you'll be blown away, by the way. I'm just going to tell you right now, I've never had a complaint other than the breaks are too short. I've had thousands of people attend my virtual boot camps because I had to for COVID. I've never had a complaint except the breaks are too short. I do 15-minute breaks every couple hours. And I promise you they're harder on me because I got to eat and pee and everything else in freaking 15 minutes. But anyway, if you can't make it, go to rodslinks.com. And it's got a lot of free resources there, books that I've written that are free. My best number one bestseller, you can just pay the shipping $6 and get that for free. But there's also that goal setting workshop. Please do that. Whether we work together or not, do that. You owe it to yourself to get clear on what you want so that stays focused in your mind when we go through this tough time. Because if that's what you're focused on, you're going to kill it in what's coming. You'll set up legacy wealth for you, your family, your kids, their kids, their kids, and their kids. So don't miss this opportunity.
Also, multifamilybootcamp.com.
Website? Multifamilybootcamp.com and rodslinks.com. And like I said, if it's gone up, just let me know. Let me know you heard me on Javier's podcast. I'll hook you up.
Awesome. So, Rod, appreciate your time. And
thanks,
we are
brother.
To the favorite part of my show. This is where we take you to what I call the Naked Truth Roulette, which I'm going to just ask you three random questions, right? So the audience knows that you're not a robot. You're, you know,
Everybody's,
we're all human, right? We're all,
let's
all
do it.
We all put the pants on the same way. And just, I want to share this. So let me know when you see my screen.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I'm going to put it here on my screen. And this is called the Naked Truth Roulette.
Naked Truth Roulette. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I just went from my PC to my Mac.
Okay.
I just about a week or two ago. So you're going to be my guinea pig on my roulette.
Let's do it, bud. This is cool. I've never seen this.
All right. Perfect. First question for Rod. Let's see what we got. Oh, look at that tough question right off the bat. So if you could take any celebrity on a date, you know, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, God. Of course, I'm madly in love with my supermodel, beautiful wife. But, you know, so that I'm struggling with that little piece right there. But, oh, God, man, I'm struggling trying to come up with a good answer for that one. You know, I love black women. My wife is black. She's freaking gorgeous. So I'm thinking Whitney Houston, maybe. Yeah, let's just say Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a romantic date. It can just be, hey, you want to just go hang out with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, awesome. That'd be fun.
Awesome. Great answer. All right. Question number two, and it might come up there a couple more times, but I'll switch it over. All right. What do you think? Not about pepperoni on your pizza, but pepperoni and pineapple on your pizza.
I don't love the pineapple on the pizza. I like the pepperoni on the pizza. That's the Hawaiian pizza. My wife likes that. I don't particularly love it.
All right. Perfect. Great answer. All right. Last question for Rod on the Naked Truth Roulette. Okay. What is the craziest thing you've ever sneaked into a movie theater? Come on now.
I'm going to answer it pretty funny, actually, because we snuck into a porn theater once when we were like 15, 16 years old. And me and like four other guys who came in the back door, just a bunch of knuckleheads. And then it was really funny because they caught us and my buddy was pretending he didn't speak English. It's just, I don't know why that flashed into my head. It's been decades since I even remember that. But that's what triggered my. So there you
awesome.
Go.
Hey, that's the best answer I've heard so far in like 200 episodes, right? So I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate being a good sport and answering all my questions on the Naked Truth Roulette. So I appreciate that. Any last words before we let you go?
No, just listen. If you're listening to me, please don't miss this opportunity. Okay. Don't miss it because it is going to be extraordinary. Everything's going on sale. So decide how you're going to capitalize on it. Don't get caught. Don't get crushed by the wave that's coming. Surf that bad boy. Okay. That's my advice. Last advice.
Awesome. Thank you, Rod. I appreciate you being on the show. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.